Patrick George Troughton was born in Mill Hill, London, on the 25th of March, 1920. He was an ugly baby, judging from the faded sepia pictures that lie crumpled in my mother's old pigskin memorabilia suitcase in the attic. One photograph shows a baby in a black pram with dark spiky hair, a pinched forehead, and a very prominent pointed nose peering out of a starched white bonnet. I remember my Uncle Robin always teased Pat by telling everyone how shocked people were when they took a look in the pram. But by the time he was four, pale, smooth skin, hooded green eyes, ink-black hair took control of his looks, and he began to develop into a thin but handsome young boy. His mother and father were a strange mix. Mr. Alec George Troughton was a nice old boy and looked a bit like a pirate, but was actually a highly respected lawyer. Mrs. Dorothy Evelyn Troughton had a distinct air about her and came over as rather grand, a bit of a ship in full sail and probably of the battle variety. She'd been a teacher in a boarding school in Cheshire before coming to London and settling in Edmonton with Alec. They were married in 1915, and after the Great War, had settled in what then was a leafy and tranquil village of Mill Hill. Their house was a modest semi-detached property in Langley Park Drive, close to the station. Neither of Pat's parents or relations had any professional connection with the theatre. Pat was sent to nursery school at the age of five, a privately owned kindergarten close to Mill Hill Broadway, run by a warm and friendly woman called Miss Webb. I think she must have been a failed dancer because most mornings were spent dancing and singing to music played on an old wind-up 78 record player. She followed the style of the infamous Isadora Duncan that included free and natural movements inspired by the classical Greek arts, folk dances, social dances, nature and natural forces, as well as athleticism, which included skipping, running, jumping, leaping and tossing. This must have inspired the young Pat so much that he was able to talk his mother into having ballet lessons under the guidance of a friend of hers, the film actress and ballet dancer Pearl Argyle, who would later star in the H.G. Wells film Things to Come. She'd studied with Rambert and Leggett and made her debut in 1926 with Rambert's company. Later, she would become the principal dancer with the Vic Wells Ballet, 1935-38. Pat sang and danced on a number of occasions in the local village hall by Mill Hill Church in front of an audience of doting parents. By all accounts, he was rather gifted with a great talent for artistic movement and had a voice that was clear and sweet. This opportunity that Pearl provided was his first ever experience of the thrill of a live show, and it must have enthused him so much that even from an early age, a seed had been planted in his mind to become a performer of some sort. Pearl Argyle was one of the few right sorts of people that Pat's mother Dorothy desperately gravitated towards. They probably met at one of the many parties held by her husband's firm of shipping lawyers. Being from a lower middle-class background, Dot suffered dreadfully from an inferiority complex that tormented her all her life, unhappy with her social position and constantly trying to better herself. This restless need to drag herself and her family towards the upper middle classes was to have a huge influence on young Pat's early life. On many occasions, she forbade him from playing in the park with the local working-class children, who he had befriended at nursery school. Well, she obviously felt they were not the right kind of people her son should be mixing with, and feared that they would have some irreversible influence on him. She employed a live-in maid, who it is alleged on more than one occasion sexually abused him in his bedroom. She encouraged strict dress code, especially at supper time. But worst of all for him, she insisted that he follow the traditional education route of all properly brought up middle-class children, and attended a prestigious private school. So, at the age of seven, with his carefree ballet days behind him, he was packed off to a preparatory school in Bexhill-on-Sea.